Welcome to Conscious Communication, the podcast that can help you improve your company's culture and better your team's communication, helping you build more significant relationships. Now here's your host, Philip Bogolub.
I have the privilege and honor of talking with Chad Austin. Chad is making fitness a priority, and that is so important. Fitness of the body, fitness of the mind. Fitness of the mind is what this show is about, but fitness of the body has got to start somewhere. He creates the opening in your life in helping people incorporate fitness into their life. He's incorporating that. Finding, you know, we always have that excuse. I've read a lot about Chad. It's like, I always have an excuse. I'll get to it next week. No. Next week is now. He is the owner of Priority Fitness in Overland Park, Kansas. He also has a book series called Make Fitness a Priority. He is a host on the talk show or a talk radio show called Be Fit for Life. I don't know if we're going to get to everything, but we will try. Chad, thank you for being on the show today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Now, what was that? This is a spiritually communication, conscious communication, where we come from the inside with faith, believing, the universal mind, spirits, and angels. What was that serendipity, that accident, that coincidence that got you to where you are now? You didn't just wake up one day, I'm going to write this book. I'm going to be a radio host. I'm going to do this business. And I know there's probably a lot of stories, but what was the thing that really was the catalyst going, okay, I got it. You're telling me I will follow and go in this direction.
Yeah, it really is. It's probably a happy accident more than anything else. His personal training and fitness was actually a kind of a, in a way, a career change for me. I was a teacher, high school teacher and coach first, and I thought that personal training was just going to be a temporary stop until I found my next teaching job, and it ended up being a perfect fit for me. So I just kind of stumbled across what was actually what I probably should have been doing all along. And over the years, I've just evolved from helping people reach their fitness goals to really helping people improve their quality of life through fitness and keep fitness a part of their life. And so I've kind of evolved a lot over the years and, you know, kind of learned that what the true purpose of a personal trainer and a fitness professional is just to help people improve their quality of life by keeping fitness in their life.
Excellent. How did teaching make a difference in how you do your job now?
Oh, it's just like anything, you know, it's like when you're a coach, you become a better athlete. When you're a teacher, you become a better student. I think that's, and I think I'm really, as a trainer, I'm my own client sometimes too. A lot of times when I teach my clients, it's something I've already learned the hard way myself. And so yes, sometimes I'm speaking in the mirror so much, it seems like. It's all helped me a lot. It feels like my path as being an athlete and then a coach and then a teacher, it all is useful all the time. It seems like every day.
Yeah. And, you know, I just did another class last night at the Good Samaritan Health Club here. And I do classes every month for the Ajnoy Immersive System, the philosophy, the belief system. And then I'm doing now my second this year, I'm starting to do meditation classes. And it's interesting to see how you can never not stop improving. I don't care what you're doing. You know, you think you know every this. I did, you know, it's like I was an engineer in the medical field. I thought, I saw everything. And then somebody called me and go, I didn't see that before. You know, and it's interesting that you mentioned that, because when you are teaching people, you see a lot of stuff in yourself. Yeah, you're bringing your past or your experience in there and how you got through it. But when you're teaching somebody with such belief and faith and you know it's going to make a difference, you get that energy. When you're teaching somebody stuff, and they really want to make it, you know they're going to be involved. How many times, I mean, what kind of joy you must get to see an aha moment, you know, as they say, where like, you know, you just see it in the face, either live or over the internet. You know, that's got to be so satisfying. And second part of that question is what I just said. How has that helped you in discovering different things and improvements on what you do to communicate it better?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think any job where you're in a job of helping people, you get just as much out of it as your clients do. It's so rewarding to help people, you know, rather be reach their fitness goals that they, you know, want so badly, or whether it is to actually help them even look past that short-term goal that got them started, and you're actually improving their quality of life, and it's overflowing through their whole area of life. But yeah, I think it's, you know, the long, I've been in fitness so long, but it seems like I'm always still learning more lessons and learning how to improve fitness in my own life, and it definitely overflows into my clients, and I'm still learning from them all the time too.
But being able to see that, you know, it's always a gratification when I've had a few people, not that many, it just depends. Somebody come up to me, you know, somebody last night, she said, she was an older woman. She said, you know, it was at night, 6 to 7. And she said, I normally don't come out because I don't feel comfortable driving at night, but I'm really glad I hear your presentation really made a difference. I'm looking forward to going more of your classes. I got a chill down my spine. I'm like, well, I'm making a difference. And there's nothing like being, you know, because I've always worked for a company. But when I was doing that, in the medical field, I was in the background. Nobody knew who I was. I was at a medical device. The people who got yelled at were the people that worked there, the engineers that I had to deal with. I was in the background, but I got good satisfaction because I knew that the patient was being taken care of, good or bad, whatever they found. And being able to see that right in front of you and feel that and have input and sharing and stuff is very gratifying, because you want people to stick to itness. How do you keep people to stick to it? Because humans, we do something for a while, we might see a little bit, but then we just kind of taper off, you know, and go, you know, I'll get back to it next week. You know, it completely stops. And the next thing you know, it's 6 months later or even longer. So how do you accentuate the idea of ongoing? Because people have this, and please clear this up. I know there's a couple of questions in here. People have this thing about exercise. I'm going to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger. I was like, I mean, I do Pilates twice a week. I have an instructor. My wife and I go to swimming twice a week. And believe me, we're not fast, but I'm just moving. And I have some free weights and stuff like that. But people have this idea that it's got to be intense, because when I don't have time, and it does happen, you're on vacation or you got a meeting or whatever, I still do certain stretches in the morning specifically just to make sure, because you've been laying on your back all night or on your side, you're stiff. So how do you keep people intentionalized? And I don't know if that's a word or not, to be able to keep it going and come back and say, hey, Chad, I'm having a problem. What can I do to make this work? Because I just don't always have the time.
Yeah. You know, I think most of the time that I don't have the time, that is our easiest. I'm too busy is the easiest excuse, the hardest obstacle to overcome, right? And really, I think that stick-to-itiveness that you said, I think I've learned just as a trainer and as a fitness professional for so long that, you know, it's the thing that, you know, perfection is temporary, change is constant. I think just like anything in life, exercise and the way fitness fits in our life changes just like anything else. And yes, so we have to learn how to adapt. And so we always put fitness off. What causes us to fall off track when it comes to our fitness is life's changes, just like anything else. And so whether it could be a good change, it could be a bad change, it could be a big one or a small one, it doesn't matter. But when it comes to our family, our career, our faith, anything that are most important things in our life, it's an automatic response for us to adapt. But when it comes to our health, it seems like that's always what we put off until later. But the disservice that we're doing to ourselves by doing that is that health is really, that is really the tool we have, taking care of ourselves with exercise and nutrition, that helps us be our best for all those things that are most important to us. So what I do basically at this point is I help people learn to adapt to, and just to figuring out how fitness fits in your life now, instead of trying to force what used to fit but doesn't fit anymore. And so I help people kind of readjust how their fitness fits in their life as their life changes, so that they can continue to show up in life as the best version of themselves.
And that's why I wanted to talk to Chad, because he just summed everything up, how we consciously communicate. And he's communicating through that consciously of he's there to support you and understand that the things that we don't take care of now, we pay for later. You know, the old saying, health to wealth, wealth to health. This is a lot. I know a lot of people have done it. I've interviewed people. I've known people in my travels that, you know, they were successful business people, and you know, at the age of 40 or 50, they're broken. They're broken. Yeah, they got a lot of money. They might even be married, maybe, or divorced, but everything's crumbled, but they got a lot of money. Now, I'm not knocking money. I'm not knocking that at all. That's a priority. Go for it. But you got to have that balance and understanding that, you know, sometimes, and it happens, you don't get a good night's sleep. Something happens to the family or like this. Yeah, and you might not be able to do it that next day, but take time during the day. Maybe, you know, you have some water, you have a cup of coffee, or get your day going, and maybe in the afternoon you feel a little bit better. Now, I take a lot of time for praying and meditating. It's extremely important to me. to shut down. My favorite button on the cell phone is, the audience has heard this a million times, is airplane mode. Because I'm not that important. Seriously. Even if somebody wants to, you know, there's not going to be a musical alert. I mean, God, there's an emergency. You got to write a song, you know, or somebody's got a conscious communication alert or whatever. You know, people will live. People will move on. And things happen. But you really summed it up well. Because perfection never happens. It's all about change. When somebody said, I said one time in one of the presentations, I said, I'm not a master. I will never be a master. I'm a practicer. My grandma, who lived to 99, says the only time you stop being when you become a master, you're 6 feet under the ground. That's it. You're done. And it's true. You're always in practice mode, and you just got to keep it going and keep it going. You'll go to Chad's website, because I went to his website. It's really good. Very user-friendly, very easy to look at. And if you have anything to talk with him about, he's got offers, different packages and different things. And you don't, because of the internet, because of what we're doing a Zoom call here, but we only use the audio because it's a podcast show. You have this advantage now to be able to do anywhere in the world and to be able to consult with people to say, hey, you know what? Just do this little change. Here's another one for you. Please clarify this one. People tend to think big change. And in life, most things are little changes, baby steps. We didn't just learn how to walk instantly. We fell 100 times. So how do you talk someone through things? Because I know when I started doing health stuff in my 20s, I hurt myself because I didn't know what the heck I was doing until you find somebody that knows what they're doing. How do you tell somebody, it's like, this is going to take a little while. You know, you might be a little stiff, or you might be this, or maybe, you know, your spine is go this way, or you have this problem. How do you make it so they understand that just take baby steps, don't push yourself?
Yeah. You know, at the beginning of the year, when New Year's resolutions and everything come around, you know, that's a known time that fitness professionals, that's a busy time of year for us, right? Well, I know from colleagues I work with, a busy time of year in February for the profession that's really busy in that time of year are chiropractors, because so many people, they're so amped up to get results. And so they normally end up doing a little too much too soon and can get hurt. And so, and they'll have to kind of take a couple steps back.
Yes.
So at the beginning of the year, you talked about the big change. We're so ready for the big change. It's when our desire for change, especially when it comes to our health, is at its peak. We are easy prey for promises of instant gratification, fast changes with little or no work on your part. And there's no shortage of people that are prey on us when we're in that state. Yes. And so I have, it's important what I say and how I resonate with my clients is that much more important. And so it was, when you're so eager for changes, your judgment's clouded. And so I have to help people resist the urge for instant gratification and help them to the path that's going to help them get long-term success. And so short-term motivation only leads to short-term results. That's something you have to realize. And if something that you're doing because you want to get as fast results as possible, if you're forcing it in your life and it doesn't really fit, it's not going to stay there very long. So that is a golden rule. You have to remember that what you do for fitness has to fit in your life. And so every client I have, when I start with them, that is the first thing we do, is how does fitness fit in your life right now? And just because it doesn't fit the same way as it did in the past, I mean, if what fits in your life is less than what fit in your life before, it doesn't mean that fitness is less of a priority to you. All it means is fitness fits differently now. But it's an important thing to get past at the beginning. It's hard for us to get past that because when we're ready for change, we always think of what we did the last time we got great results, and that becomes the bar. Like, yes, whatever we did for our workouts, whatever we did for our nutrition, anything less is not enough. And we have to get rid of that way of thinking, because it's going to fluctuate throughout your life as your life changes and as you have more time. What fits in your life is going to change. And so it doesn't matter what it is and how much you're doing. It matters what you get the best results from. So how does fitness fit in your life? That is the first step, establishing that.
And well said, because you said forcing. And we talked before, the mic was on. And I'll expand on it. When I was doing the musical, when I finished the musical a year and a half ago, I'm like, I'm going to force it. Now, what am I doing? I pray and meditate over everything. I wait for those images to come in through universal mind, spirits, and angels, very spiritually based, very understanding of the higher power and all this stuff. And I believe in faith, and I was forcing it. And every time I kept forcing it, these people would come into my life that were like, they were knuckleheads. And I'm like, what am I doing? And I went, this went on for like 6 months. One of my best friends said, hey, look, if somebody gave you $1 million, you ready to do a musical? I said, yeah. It goes, well, do you know producers, directors, choreographers? She went down this list. I'd known her for like 40 years. She was like, you're going down the wrong road. And when I stopped forcing it a year and a half later, and I met somebody locally who then introduced me to somebody who knew somebody on the other side, which is a big deal, that's when it took off. And I wasn't looking for it. It's kind of like looking for relationships or looking for a good job or looking for Chad. If there's something that connects with you about your fitness, and don't force it. Another one that you said very eloquently, what I did when I was 20 or what I did when I was 40 or whatever it was, or when I did when I was married or divorced or this or that, you have different things. Your body changes. The needs change. What you wanted at 21 years old is so different at 25. When you were 35 years old and when we were, you know, all those priorities are, you know, I'm 61. I want to go to bed at 9:30, not staying up till 11:30 at night. There's nothing wrong with that. There's just a time and a place. So getting this priority set up is extremely important. So keeping on course with your physical body and giving you health and well-being is a very important thing. How does this affect? I understand it because I've been not doing what you're doing, but I've been always into awareness of my physical being for many years. How does that affect your family, career, and your faith?
Well, it's important to have balance, right? And so the app that I like to send people to, my new app, it's called the Fitness Pivot. And I call it the Fitness Pivot because that is what we have to do as life changes and as we have to adapt. And when plan A doesn't work anymore, you have to learn how to pivot to plan B. And so that's the pivot, the Fitness Pivot. And that you can find that on Google and Apple stores. And so I'll make sure I mention it again at the end. But the Fitness Pivot, the reason I come up with that app is to help people find that balance faster. And so I believe the fitness is so important because I know, after all my years, I know that when I am taking good care of myself and when I'm exercising, when I'm eating healthy, when I'm getting good sleep, when I'm staying hydrated, when I'm doing all the things that I believe are important, then I'm a better husband. I'm a better friend. I'm a better son. I'm better at my job. I have more energy. It just overflows into all areas of my life. It makes me the best version of myself. But when fitness is not a part of my life and I'm not taking good care of myself, probably because my life changed and I haven't adapted yet to how fitness fits in my life and I'm putting it off till later, when I don't take care of myself, it overflows negatively into all areas of my life. I'm not the best version of myself. I don't have the energy. I don't have the strength. I'm probably in a bad mood, which then affects my relationships and it overflows negatively into all areas of my life. And so that is why it is so important that no matter what it is, that it's the most important things in your life, where if I were to ask you what the most important things in your life are, whether you'd say family or your career or whatever it is, whatever your answer is, you won't be able to show up as the best version of yourself if you don't make fitness a priority in your life as well. And so that is what the Fitness Pivot app is about. But that is how you establishing balance so that you can find how fitness fits in your life so that it can overflow positively and help do what fitness is supposed to do, which is help you improve the quality of life, show up as the best version of yourself, is very important.
I like the apps because and keep it as a Fitness Pivot, it's called, correct? And yeah. It's found where?
The Fitness Pivot, you can find it on both Google and Apple stores.
Okay, good. Okay, so yeah, I have an Apple device. So I'll just go on there because it's very easy. And what I like about not all apps, because there's a gazillion of them out there, and I'm going to have to check it out when we get off this interview. I like the idea of simple. Keep it simple, stupid. KISS, right? Old saying. Mm-hmm. Because I don't want to think about it. And when you're focused, whatever you're... You know, you're lifting your weights, you're doing your stretches, you're balanced, you're doing a meditation, whatever you're doing, whatever Chad has you doing, or whatever you're used to doing, it makes you feel calmer. At least it does for me. When I go swimming, and again, I'm not fast, they call me Mr. Splashy because I'm kicking. I don't care. But I am looking at the bubbles coming up. I wouldn't even know if the whole world came to an end. It wouldn't mean anything to me because I'm in that zone. And there's certain things that make me at peace with that. When I play my piano, when I'm writing new compositions, or I'm recording, more when I'm just playing in general, I go off of my own Ajinoy world. I'm completely there. I mean, I have a whole forest. I have an ocean. I have a river. I have a waterfall. I have everything. I mean, and I'm gone. And whatever issue is going on with me, and you got to find that point. And fitness really helps because you have to focus. You're mentioning going to the chiropractor. We go to chiropractors once a month. I understand that because when I hurt myself when I was younger, I kept pulling my shoulder out. I was doing, I don't know what you call it, but you know, on the weight bench and you angle the top of it. And I'm doing these things.
Incline.
Like my, what is it called?
An incline press or
yes,
shoulder
you.
Press?
I don't know what the hell I was doing. It was some big, massive guy. You need to, he was telling me, eat McDonald's and three times a day and you'll be mad. I still don't look like that. I'm like, I'm going to throw up. I'm not going to do that. But my chiropractor ended up being one of my friends. She goes, you know, it's the old joke. If a doc, it hurts when I go this, do this. It's like, well, then don't do that anymore. She goes, would you stop coming? I was coming in like once a month with the same injury. It's like being stupid. So make sure you take your time. Focus on what you're doing, which then takes all the noise away for a little while. And if that's something that makes you feel good and part of your routine, because you have to be able to alter, you need to, there's no perfection. It's just change, right? Like you said. You want to be able to manipulate this, not manipulate, but to put this into your daily routine. If you do it every other day. Now, here, question for you. Do you believe in a day of rest? As in, you know, people get really, like you said, they're just like, I got to do it. And it gets too much. Is there something built into what you do going, hey, you know what? If you want to take Sunday off, you know, or something like that, you want to take it or maybe do a little, I always have to do a little stretching. But how do you feel about that? Because it's like, you know, We go from one extreme to the other, right? We don't necessarily, we accept, okay, Chad told me I'm not going to get quick results. I'm going to do it, but I can't, even on vacation, I got to do it. So how can you talk to somebody about that and kind of like ease their mind?
Well, I'd say it's very normal. All of us, our motivation fluctuates throughout the course of a year. There'll be times when I am really, really motivated and I am really in a workout zone. I can't wait for my next workout and I'm feeling empowered by them. And then it's easy for me to work out. And there are other times in the year where I don't want to work out at all. I'm not feeling like it. If I didn't have my personal trainer watching me do everything, I probably wouldn't do it. Or if my personal trainer called in sick, I probably wouldn't work out that day. And then there's everything in the middle of that too. And so there's nothing wrong with kind of going in seasons. So a lot of times when people get stuck, and so the problem with like a short-term goal, normally when someone gets started, typically when someone comes to a personal trainer and gets started with me, they come to you, you learn right away in fitness that someone comes to you fueled by short-term motivation, right? So something, whatever got them coming in the door, there's something coming up. So if they want to get in shape for a wedding or it's swimsuit season or something coming up.
Right.
And that's what got them started. And so our job is to help them reach that short-term goal, but also to help them look past it. Because if you never take the time to look what's past it, then what's past it is nothing. And you're going to go back to where you were before once that date hits that you're training for. But what's past it doesn't have to be the same intensity. If you work right. really, really hard for a short amount of time to reach a certain goal, then once you reach that goal, you might be in a great place and you want to dial up a notch and do an even bigger goal, or you might be wanting to maintain, or you might want to take it down a notch. Any of those are okay. Even you have to keep in mind, even the best athletes in the world, they don't train as hard as they can year round. They go in, their intensity fluctuates and it goes in seasons. They'll have off season, they'll have in season, they'll have, you know, spring training, off season training. And so it fluctuates. And we have to do the same thing, not just for our physical ability to recover, but also mentally. And so that we don't get burnt out of it. And that could be unhealthy too. So, I mean, it doesn't, you just know that your motivation is going to fluctuate throughout the course of the year. And so your intensity for how hard you work should as well.
Well, the fluctuation part, I mean, it's so important to understand that everything fluctuates. And you're right, because I want your point of view on this. I believe those short-term goals are harder on the physical being and mindfulness than it is for a long-term goal. Because if you're doing the feel a little better, feel a little worse, feel a little better, constantly in that arc of life, go on and off, on and off, I feel it, blah, 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 and you only get ready for one season, then you let everything kind of go to hell in a handbasket, as they say, and then come back and do it again. That can't be really good for your heart, your blood pressure, your mental well-being, you know, and trying to communicate to people that it's an ongoing thing. I mean, there's always some issues in your body that, you know, I have the, I was born with it. I can't remember the name of it. You know, a curvature in the spine, the,
spinosis or no, scoliosis.
Scoliosis. Thank you very much. And of course I blame it on my mother, but anyway, and I reminded that her whole life, like, thank you. But you know, there's certain limitations I have. So when I do the Pilates class, she goes, I know you're stronger on one side and this and that. And I've learned how to bend and do things not in an arcing way, but straight back and going down with the leg. You know, all these different things I've learned that I didn't know, and it's making me feel better. So at the worst case, I'll do a couple of things, a couple of stretches or something and exercises, but fluctuation, you know, when we go on vacation, you know, it's kind of like, it's like anything. You start out really good, but by the third day you're going, I ain't doing crap. And I'm going to the pool, but that's okay. That's okay. And don't beat yourself up over it. But that's why you have a personal trainer like Chad and somebody that you do. And you have
the app, the Fitness
Pivot app. So you can use that. So you can get, if you just like, if it comes into, now I believe this very, very, very truthfully from my belief system of the immersive system. You know, there is universal mind, and I call it God. You can call it whatever you want. So we're 115 names for God. But I call it God. I say universal mind, spirits and angels. Gives me a discovery, awakening, transformation, gives me my ingenuity, my soul knowledge, tells me what's going on. I have that image in my mind. Even if I'm on vacation, turn the app on. Just do one stretch. Go like this. Put your arms up and down. Do something. Because I know that, like I said earlier, if I don't have time, I'll do a couple of stretches that I've been taught how to do them. And it's amazing how many things I didn't know what the heck I was doing, and I hurt myself. It is important. And like I said, when I kept hurting my arm, stop doing that. Don't go on somebody that maybe at the health club, maybe they do know, but go on the assumption they don't, because just because they're big and bulky or just because they're stretchy doesn't mean. We went to a yoga class, health club, a couple of years ago. We hurt ourselves because we were trying to keep up with everybody else. We said, this is crazy. What are we doing? So we stopped. And it was, we know, and at least the class we were in, and maybe not all of them, I think people were trying to like, hey, look, I can get into these really fast. It was going too fast. I can't move like that. I don't want to move like that. I can't, you know, play tennis like I used to. So the fluctuations and the different changes in life, you adapt to them. It's kind of like whatever success is for you. Success, whether it's money or your business, or your family, there's a million different definitions of success. It's not important what it is, whatever it is for you. And those things fluctuate. So you have to make an adjustment. Like I said, 6 weeks ago, musical got, you know, somebody in Hollywood, I don't know what I'm doing, but there's two people I'm working with that do. They want information from me to create things, write a composition. I have the whole concept already written. I had the 90-minute soundtrack already completed. So I'm already there. But when you say do this, this, and this, I'm like, that's great. I don't know what you just said. You have to be able to pivot and going, well, I can't do that. But what homework do you think I can do? So you have to learn that. And another thing is, I thought a certain way, and it's musical is no different than a business or anything else you do in your life. I thought, okay, I'm going to do it this way. Somebody's going to buy it. I'm done. I walk away. I'm not even close to that. I don't even know what I'm talking about. So you have to admit you don't know, admit you don't understand. Maybe you know a little bit, but you want to be in, you want to have a mentoring relationship with Peter, Chad, your wife, your husband, your friends, your girlfriend, boy, whatever it is, an uncle, an aunt, doesn't matter who it is. You want to have that mentoring thing. How do you feel about people being positive in your life and how that can affect you? If you have all these negativities that are going on around you, how does that help you or not help you? I want you to talk about that.
I'm very much a positive person myself. I think that positivity is being able to have a positive outlook on life, being able to have a positive outlook on your fitness journey is very important, and you really can't have success without it. That fitness, that inconsistency you're talking about earlier, I call that people get stuck on the inconsistency roller coaster, I like to call it, where they have a tough time getting on to a longevity where something is sticks in their life. And so, this happens a lot of times in fitness because we'll have that deep desire to get change. And so whenever that gets to its peak and we're looking for the fastest results we can get, we'll force something in our life that doesn't necessarily fit. And so we'll probably get our short-term goals with it, but it won't necessarily fit. And so it could be that some of our relationships and other things in our life could suffer because that takes that the balance gets tilted a little bit. And so fitness becomes a big part of our life. And then so then we reach our short-term goals, but then we kind of fitness falls out of our life. And so fitness just becomes part of our life in spurts. It doesn't really stick. And so we get results, and then we lose our results, and we get results. And so the reason that happens is because we never really establish what fits in our life after our life change. We keep trying to do something that doesn't fit. So in the Fitness Pivot app, that's one thing I focus on. So the Fitness Pivot app, it's got all kinds of content on there. I've got tons of, from all different categories of, whether it be about fitting fitness in your life, overcoming obstacles, there's workout programs on there, but it just, every category has its own videos, articles, lessons, things like that on there, and a lot of free resources on there. But what the main course, what main point of it is to help you reestablish how fitness fits in your life after your life changes. And so, as you said earlier, it's nothing to beat yourself up for. And that is the truth. Whenever you fall off track, but let's use New Year's resolutions as an example.
Yeah.
Because it's the beginning of the year here.
Right.
What, most fitness professionals hate New Year's resolutions, and we are all very pro goal setting. We help people set goals and accomplish them for a living. But the reason we don't like New Year's resolutions is because all of the negativity that's around them. And so we're talking about positivity. New Year's resolutions are all about fails. Like all the stats you hear about New Year's resolutions are all about failing. There's no successful stats you're going to hear about New Year's resolutions. And the ironic part of that is that everybody is going to fail. There's no perfection when it comes to making fitness a priority. There's going to be a time where you miss a workout. There's going to be a time when you go through the drive-through because you didn't plan ahead and you got stuck. And there's going to be a time when you didn't follow through with what you said you're going to do. There's nothing to beat yourself up about or shame yourself for, because it happens to everybody. It doesn't matter if you're a fitness trainer or a personal trainer or a bodybuilder, everyone falls off track from time to time. And that doesn't end your journey. That doesn't end your fitness story whenever you fail. And it doesn't define you either. And so you don't have to wait till next New Year to try again. What defines you is really how you respond. So one thing I always took away from my dad had a lot of words of wisdom growing up, but one I still use now as a trainer is when he said, after every time me and my sister ever made a mistake, he says, it's what you do next that counts. And Your fitness journey is the same way. Whenever you fall off track, whenever you make a mistake and you fail, that's part of the journey. It's what you do next that counts. How are you going to respond? How are you going to get yourself right back on track? But the Fitness Pivot app is full of resources that are going to help you get better at that specific thing. And that, so you can keep fitness a priority in your life, regardless of what obstacles life throws at you.
And that's one of the positive things. There's not a million things that are positive about the internet and technology. That's one of the positive things, to be able to have a supportive you on my phone and A video of Chad doing, I haven't checked this out at all. I didn't know it was there until he told me, and I will take a look at it. And it's like, you know, do this way, do that, whatever that issue is. Videos are really good. Not making them too long, not making them too short. And what's nice about it is you can repeat them over and over again. Somebody said, I read this many, many years ago, it's when you read a book, it's not that the words changed. You changed inside interpreting that word, that phrase, or that book in a different way. It's the same thing with exercise. Same thing with the immersive system of Ajinoy, understanding your soul knowledge. You understand it's all your answers are coming from you. So I would say, you know, if you're looking for somebody, give Chad definitely a call. But I'm checking out the app. I'm excited about checking that out. Let's talk about Fitness Reset.
Yeah, the Fitness Reset, there's a mini course actually on the Fitness Pivot app. And so that is a good place to start. So if you're wondering right now, like fitness hasn't been in your life, you don't really know, or it's been a while, or you're trying to do something that doesn't fit right now, and what we've been talking about a lot and the first part of this conversation really resonated with you, then the Fitness Reset is probably where you want to start. And so it's a free mini course actually on my app. But it's basically just the way of figuring out how fitness fits in your life right now. So whatever it is that caused you to fall off track last, whether it be, and so I keep talking about life changes. And so the life change could be big or small, but it could say you got, and it could be good or bad. Let's say you got married, or you got divorced, you got fired, you got promoted, you moved. Or maybe you had kids, or maybe your kids are now old enough to where they're all involved in activities and you're their biggest fan. So that's going to take up some of your time too. So all those things are big life changes, and they could disrupt how fitness fits in your life because your time changes. So when a life change happens, what you did for fitness in the past, probably just like your work schedule changes and other things change in your life, your fitness has to change too. So the fitness reset is basically just two questions that you're going to go through, and it's just going to help you reestablish how fitness fits in your life.
Interesting. Yeah. You know, and it's because I haven't been traveling that much. I travel a little bit for my business, but with the musical and how the show's going and other things that are finding more interest out there and things, because I'm always surrounded by positive energy, positive prayers and meditation, positive people, mentoring. I'm mentoring people. People are mentoring me and doing my classes, da, da, da. It will change. You know, suddenly I'll be traveling a little bit more. I mean, I travel a lot as an engineer, but it was a different time in my life. I was doing it in a different purpose. I always stretched and exercised, but I really, you know, now I'm, but I mean, it's so perfect because there's so many changes that go on in life. It's just not age. It's just as you get, you know, people going, oh, I'm getting older, I can't do it. No, it's because you decided you can't do it. So, you know, if I can't do 100 pushups, maybe I can do 5. You know, you need to be, at Pilates class, she calls it the hundreds. Do I always get to 100 doing for my abs and, you know, bend my knees at an angle and hold the ab into the ground and blah, 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 and all this stuff? No. But if I do 25 and I'm done, she always reminds us, and I knew this already. If your neck bothers you, stop. If something bothers you, don't do it. There's no reason to force something. Your body will tell you when it needs to stop. So if that helps you, go through the questions, you get on the app, you call chat if you have to. And one of the things is how I'm going to handle that when traveling picks up. I don't know. Maybe I call Chad. Maybe I get his app. I don't know. And that's why I wanted to have you on the show, because I love the way you're consciously communicating with that awareness of how you're physically doing things. Let's talk about two more things. Let's talk about your book series, Make Fitness a Priority, and your radio show.
Make fitness a priority. That's really just how I kind of evolved as a trainer. You know, I just realizing that, like I talked about earlier, when I first started as a personal trainer, you realize that everyone comes to you fueled by short-term motivation. So it's a short-term goal that got people started. And while it feels great helping people reach these goals, the goals kind of always lead to temporary success. And so I had to realize that part of my job is to help people look past that short-term goal so that it's not just short. I don't want to just give people temporary success. I want to make a much bigger impact than that.
Right.
And so Making Fitness a Priority, the book series, was just about helping people get long-term success. And the way I actually started the book, I knew I was going to be a long-term success is all I knew. And so I started with the poll question, and I asked as many people as I could online, what are your top priorities in life? And the top answers I got were family and career, sometimes faith, but nobody said health and fitness. And so it just helped me realize that that is the mindset we have, that fitness is always what we're putting off until later. And so just that discovery just kind of helped me with Make Fitness a Priority. It's about how fitness has got to be a priority in your life. No matter what your top priorities are, fitness has got to be a priority in your life, because it is the vehicle that helps you become your best self, as we talked about quite a bit in this conversation today. And so the book series, you can find it on Amazon, Make Fitness a Priority. You can also find it on my fitness app too. There's some links to it there as well. But it is just, there's three books actually. The first book is about how to overcome your excuses, and How to Win the Fight Against Your Excuses is called. There's a 6-week workbook. And then the last book is 30 tips that I co-wrote with another trainer. And it's made on the fact that, you know, you try to take in too much at once, you really don't take in anything. And so it's the idea is just to do one tip at a time and just to kind of spread it out and kind of master one at a time. And so all of them are very valuable, but it's just good, another resource to help you reframe your mindset from the short-term goals to how can I improve my quality of life long-term? How can I figure out how fitness fits in my life to make this a long-term thing for me and just keep it a part of my life as things change? The radio show, I actually don't have anymore. I'm the former host of the Be Fit for Life was a radio show. That's kind of how I got started years ago. And so I got to do, I kind of host my own podcast like you did. And I have a couple seasons. It's still alive. So I go back to that from time to time. But that's kind of how I got started with Be Fit for Life. But it's kind of an extension of make fitness a priority and the long-term success that comes with keeping fitness a part of your life as well.
So is the radio show still on?
It's still, the episodes are still live and you can go and listen to it still, but I don't do, I haven't done a new show in a while. It was a radio show I had when I first started, and I've just kind of graduated from that to then being an author, and to now being a guest.
Yeah. And again, things change. One of the things I wanted to extend to what you were talking about, because we keep talking about not priority. That's kind of shocking to me. But I guess it isn't, because we're thinking, oh, we can just get it like that. And when I got out of engineering school 1,000 years ago, my first job was repairing medical equipment and not working on X-ray tubes. And one of the big things was preventive maintenance, because if you don't prevent maintenance, it breaks down. And we bring our cars in. I don't care if it's an electric car or not. You still need preventive maintenance. You need updates. It's always something going. The tires will blow. Something in the engine's not going to, something's going to go wrong. This stuff doesn't not break. Does anything not break anymore? I'm lucky I get my washing machine not to last 5 years, but you need preventive maintenance. You cut your lawn, you get your hair cut. I don't have any hair, but you get your hair cut. You go to the doctor, you make sure you don't eat hot dogs 3 times a day. You're always doing preventive maintenance. You update your phone. Oh, you got to take care of that phone, but then you're in a horrible physical condition and a horrible noise in the mind. Your health club of the mind is great, crazy. Your health club for the body is just as bad because it all reflects each other. So you got to do preventive maintenance. You've got to keep the prevent, and it takes work. It takes effort, because what happens is then you say, again, money for health, wealth for health. You don't want to sacrifice either one. And you're right. It does affect everything in your life, because if you're negative, you come out angry, you come out pissed off, you're always arguing, and then you're not sleeping, and then your lack of sleep, it just one after the other after the other. And I'd rather take that preventive maintenance step. I'd rather take that extra step of what you're talking about and get into that groove where the point that I'm like, I can't live without it. Because you shave, you brush your teeth. You know, if you don't brush your teeth, what's going to happen to your teeth? They're going to fall out. You know, if you're going to eat sugar every single day and you have sugary drinks, your teeth are going to fall out. You know, this is something I totally believe. Years ago was something I read about not keeping your teeth clean and how that bacteria is affecting your heart. I totally believe that. Believe that. And you need this preventive maintenance. So you don't think about it. Well, health should be exactly the same way. Chad, it's been an unbelievable conversation. I love it. I know the audience is getting a lot of it because I am. But the last couple of things. One is, what positive aphorism can you leave the audience with to say, ooh, you've left a lot of good gems, but and if you repeat something again, it doesn't matter. Something that you can leave with us to say, I like that.
Yeah, you know, I think that my favorite one, especially this time of year, is that I will repeat what I said earlier, is that failing is part of it. That is the biggest. We have such a tough time not beating ourselves up if we fail, especially when it comes to our fitness goals. Whenever we mess up or whenever we make a mistake, we like to shame ourselves and beat ourselves up for it. And it's really just part of, it's part for the course. It's everybody fails. There's no one immune to it. So it doesn't matter who you're comparing yourself to. You're lying if you think that they don't fail as well. Every single person does. It's just part of it. So know next time when you fail that don't beat yourself up for it. Just know that it doesn't end your fitness journey. It doesn't define you. What defines you is how you respond to that failure and what you do next. What you do next is what counts. And how are you going to respond? How are you going to keep fitness a priority in your life going forward?
I love that thing that your dad said. It's not the mistake. It's what you're going to do next. What are you going to do from here? Are you going to feel sorry for yourself? Are you going to get back, old saying, the horse, you got off the horse, you're going to fall again. Maybe you fall 2 or 3 times. You know, people don't think about that. There was, I usually end it this way, but it just popped in my head. So remember Eddie Van Halen, of course. And it was something I read years ago about him. People had this weird understanding that I just came out of the womb and could play guitar like this. It took years before their first album and before they, years to get that good. He didn't just come out and do that. He made a gazillion mistakes. But
yeah,
how you look forward, like you said, your dad's you, and it's with anything. It's not musicians. It's with everything, health and wellness and mindfulness and all the stuff, your family and everything. It's constantly improving, constantly improving. There's no such thing as perfection. You're always practicing. So Chad, I want to thank you for being on the show. I really appreciate it. It's been a great talk.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. And remember, it is more important to express your thinking thoughts and not the thoughts you are thinking. That is what is called conscious communication. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to Conscious Communication. If you enjoyed the show, please rate and recommend on Apple Podcasts, Overcast, or wherever you get your podcast. You can also get more great information at ConsciousCommunicationPodcast.com.